the Chairperson, Director General of the FAO, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, on behalf of our President, I wish to register our deep appreciation to the Director General Jose Graciano da Silva and the FAO for the invitation to this meeting and for the prestigious award that we have received. We also join others in welcoming the Brunei Darussalam, Republic of Singapore, and South Sudan, and congratulate them for their accession into the FAO family. Mr. Chairperson, despite the concrete achievements of the FAO and its member countries in reducing hunger and malnutrition globally over the past years, we still have hunger and undernutrition in many parts of the world, which calls for greater work to be done in the coming years. Ghana therefore congratulates the Director General of FAO for putting forward very bold reform initiatives within the FAO to show his preparedness to deal with the challenges ahead. Ghana therefore supports these reforms and the proposed budget as being in the right direction. Mr. Chairperson, Ghana has been active in its quest to end hunger and malnutrition since the 90s. Its persistent efforts have resulted in Ghana not only reaching the target set out in the United Nations Millennium Development Goal 1 for halving the proportion of its population suffering from hunger, but also the more ambitious target in absolute terms set during the 1996 World Food Summit held here in Rome of halving the number of its undernourished population. Despite these achievements, Ghana continues to have pockets of poverty, hunger, and malnutrition, especially in the three northern regions of the country. Additionally, the population of Ghana is growing at the rate of 3.2% per annum, which calls for more mouths to be fed, as well as combating the effects of climate change on agricultural productivity. Ghana is therefore not resting at all on its oars, but continues to fight relentlessly to deal with the remaining pockets of poverty, hunger, and malnutrition until all Ghanaians can go to bed without being hungry. Mr. Chairperson, in line with the Comprehensive African Agricultural Development Framework, CADEP, Ghana launched its medium-term investment plan in 2011. The plan is currently undergoing a mid-term review to inform prioritization and focus of the programs. We are happy to say that key stakeholders, including government, development partners, private sector, and civil society, have demonstrated unparalleled commitment to the implementation of the investment plan. In order to meet the challenges ahead, Ghana has implemented a number of policy and legislative reforms to create an enabling environment for accelerated investments into agriculture by both public and private sector in seed production, in commodity value chains, and post-harvest loss management. These are yielding results, and Ghana is now self-sufficient in the production of cereals except for rice, roots and tubers for the consumption as food. We are presently upscaling production geared towards providing raw materials for industry and also for increased exports. Government's expenditure on agriculture as proportion of its total expenditure has consistently exceeded the 10% in 2009, 2010, and 2011. The President of the Republic of Ghana has further demonstrated political commitment to the development of agricultural sector by instituting performance contracts with the Ministers of Food and Agriculture and for Fisheries and Aquaculture Development to ensure that they deliver on agreed targets in agriculture and fisheries subsectors. Mr. Chairperson, an estimated 60% of Ghana's labor force is in agriculture, of which the majority are smallholder farmers. Agricultural transformation envisaged under Ghana's mentorship should not bypass the smallholders, but must carry them along in order to result in increased smallholder productivity, incomes, social equity, reduction of poverty, and improvement in standard of living of majority of agricultural operators. Hence, the policy focus of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture is on the new close farmer, outgrower model and the farmer-based organization development to result in overall agricultural transformation and smallholder improvement. The government therefore identifies the mobilization of farmer-based organizations as crucial to improve their access to agricultural services and their influence on public policy. This will also strengthen their participation and integration into the commercial agriculture in the coming years. In support of the government's agricultural transformation agenda, attention is also paid to key strategic areas of investment, and this includes increased investment in agriculture-related infrastructure, such as feeder roads, irrigation infrastructure, and storage facilities to improve market access and reduce post-harvest losses. To this end, we have launched a $150 million agricultural project, that's a commercial agricultural project, to support private sector investments with needed production infrastructure to boost investment. Mr. Chairperson, to boost the fishery subsector, and particularly to develop aquaculture, the government has established a ministry specifically for fisheries aquaculture development. Ghana intends to meet the current deficit of 400,000 metric tons in a fish requirement in the next 5 years, with investment in various interventions, including aquaculture development in our inland Volta Lake and Lagoon water bodies, where current annual production stands at 27,000 metric tons. To improve market access for smallholders, government has established a National Buffer Stock Company in 2010 to enhance market access to small farmers by providing a guaranteed floor price each season. The company's operations are also aimed at ensuring price stability and availability of emergency foodstuffs. Closely linked to the market access is the need to address high post-harvest losses in the range of 10 to 25% prevalent in our country. Government is partnering with the private sector to increase community grains and warehouses, and the introduction of warehouse receipt system in Ghana in 2012 is addressing post-harvest losses. Initiatives are also underway to woo private sector into agro-processing to reduce post-harvest losses. Mr. Chairperson, in order to identify the remaining poor and hungry households in Ghana, the World Food Programme supported the government of Ghana in undertaking the Comprehensive Food Security and Vulnerability Analysis. This survey has become a reference point and a planning tool for districts' programs to address the remaining pockets of poverty, hunger, and malnutrition. Government is also implementing school feeding programs in collaboration with other development partners, including the World Food Programme and the Dutch government. Ghana has developed a national nutrition policy to provide a framework for coordinated investment in nutrition programs in the country. The Women in Agricultural Department of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture also works closely with the Ministry of Health to address food utilization and nutrition through extension services at the smallholder farmer level. To encourage public-private partnerships, the government has developed a PPP policy, within which framework local and foreign investors are being facilitated to increase productivity in the agricultural sector. In conclusion, Ghana will continue to collaborate with the FAO and the United Nations agencies to do its utmost to ensure that the remaining pockets of poverty, hunger, and malnutrition are removed from the face of Ghana. I thank you for your attention.